The Senate will please come to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bates, Bonamici, Bonamici, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, George, Gerard, Haas, Haas, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Monis-Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morissette, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Przanski, Przanski, Rosenbaum, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Schrader, Starr, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Walker, Whitsett, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
I know. All right. A quorum being present, we will post the colors, and Senator Chris Telfer is going to lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today's invocation, Pastor John Kuykendall from the Lynchwood Church of God in Portland.
Thank you. What a privilege to be with you today. Your distinguished president, and honorable senators that represent our state. I come to you as a pastor of 21 years. I've worked with lots of situations and challenges as you do. I am the pastor of Senator Rod Monroe, and it's a joy to have him in my congregation. I come to you as a father of three, grandfather of seven. My public service has been on a school board, so I know a little bit of the challenges that face you today and the challenges ahead. And it's my privilege this morning to lead you in prayer, and especially for former Senator Lynn Hanna. I'm sure many of you know well, who is battling cancer, and I want to lift up a prayer for him today as well. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, what a privilege to come to you in prayer. The Creator of all things, the one that is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And Lord, I thank you for your public servants today that have come to do the business of the state of Oregon. And Lord, we all need wisdom. We all need strength. We all need guidance to take care of the affairs of society. And so I pray that you would give them wisdom to take care of the challenges not only of this day, but the great challenges that affect our society in this difficult season that we live. And Father, I especially pray for this gentleman, Senator Lynn Hanna, who is battling cancer. And Father, I pray that you would give him comfort and strength and peace in these hours and be especially with his family in this difficult time. Again, Father, we acknowledge you as the source of all things and pray that you would guide this body today, for we ask it in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor John Kuykendall, for the special prayer and the special feeling for our former colleague that some of us have served with, Senator Lynn Hannon, who, as we speak, is struggling. Senator Winters has just recently come back from Salem Hospital and visited Senator Lynn Hannon. And you might remember Hannon, Senator Hannon, today because he is in the hospital struggling. Thank you, Senator Chris Telfer, for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We're now on to courtesies. Recognize Senator Chris Telfer, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like you all to extend courtesies to my dear friend, Bill Anderson, who's with me today. Bill has been the president of Mid-Oregon Credit Union for 15 years, not to be confused with a bank. It is not a bank. And Bill serves on numerous boards. He serves on the Economic Development for Central Oregon. He's in my Rotary and has taken over as treasurer subsequent to my being treasurer. But I think most of all, the thing that enthralls me the most about Bill is that I've been honored to play golf with him, and he is an exceptional golfer. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Chris Telfer. Bill, thank you for coming to the state capitol. I had the privilege a few moments ago to speak to the credit union representatives down the MICA building. They are here today. And Bill, we're really pleased you come on the floor. I'd like to extend specifically courtesies to you, but I'd like to extend courtesy to the Oregon State Senate to all the members of the credit union. Even though they're out and about, they're not in our gallery at this time, but throughout the day they will be visiting with us. It's always great to have the credit union representative come here, and it was an honor and privilege, Bill, to be allowed to speak to you. Bill, I don't play golf. I don't play golf. You don't want to ever see me. I have been banned from all golf courses as a result of a golf game I played years ago in the hill back in Rhode Island. So I'm banned from golf courses. It's just as well. But if you're good at that, that means you're a very skilled individual. So I don't know how you do that. Recognize Senator Rob Monroe, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, again, courtesies of the Senate, please, to my pastor, Reverend John Kuykendall. I remember about 14 years ago, he spent the whole night with me when my wife was undergoing 6 hours of surgery, stayed there, prayed with me all through the night. We were afraid we were going to lose Billy at that time, but she came through it in great shape, and as you know, she's still here. So please welcome my pastor, John Kuykendall.
Again, I'd like to extend a special courtesy to the Senate to you, Pastor John Kuykendall. And I also want to thank you, because within your prayer to us, you included a special prayer for Lynn Hannon. That was very nice of you to do that, and so we appreciate it very much. Come back anytime, and continue to look over the Rob Monroe family. He needs all the help he can get. Thank you. Thank you very much. Are there any further courtesies at this time? Remonstrances. I'm going on. Message from the House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the Speaker to inform you that the House has passed House Bills 2466, 2588, 2621, and on March 13th, the Speaker assigned House Bills 2162, 2420, and Senate Bill 234.
Reports from conference committees, reports from standing committees, isn't that right? And of course, SR 8.551, committee report summary number 37, distributed to members March 13th and 38, was distributed today. This information will be called the Journal of State's report is so ordered. Reports from the special committees, propositions and motions, actions on executive appointments require Senate confirmation. Introduction of first reading of Senate.
Senate Bill 965 relating to photo radar.
Wilkinson. Transfer the President's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 64 relating to school finance and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 449 relating to historic highways. Senate Bill 559 relating to motion for intervention in juvenile dependency proceeding. Senate Bill 562 relating to Oregon Law Commission and declaring an emergency.
Pass the calendar. Just do this. Before we go to the third reading of Senate measures, I want to read something. We'll have a floor session on Friday because we have no floor session on Monday. Monday's the in-service day. And we have to meet every so often or we're in violation of the Oregon Constitution. So we have to have a session on Friday. Does everybody understand that? Even if you don't like me for saying it, we have to have it because we haven't been meeting on Friday. However, we're not going to meet tomorrow on the floor, and we may not meet Thursday on the floor. So I hope everybody heard that. We'll send out written notices. So that's the situation we have right now. We're not having a floor session tomorrow, possibly not on Thursday, but we will have to have one on Friday. The good Secretary of the Senate advises me, or we're in violation of the Senate. Since we are not meeting a week from the day, it's an in-service day. Remember that? In-service days, everybody remember that? Not a lot of body language going on out there. So I don't know whether I'm communicating effectively here or not. There's some conversations, but I guess if you're mad, you'll tell me about it. All right. Senator Devlin, do you wish to do something or not? You do not. Third reading of the Senate measures. Jeez, I wish they'd get these things
out. Senate Bill 147 relating to landscaping.
Recognize Senator George.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of Senate Bill 147A. When winter comes, Oregonians need to get water out of their landscape sprinkler systems, or that water will freeze, damaging the sprinklers and breaking pipes. One of the methods currently in use to get water out of irrigation systems is to force it out using compressed air. But improper use of compressed air can force contaminants into the water systems. This problem is especially true in Central Oregon. This is the reason that Senate Bill 147 adds maintenance of irrigation systems using compressed air to the definition of landscaping, thus requiring people who use compressed air to have landscaping licenses. The main purpose of the license is to show that the contractors have knowledge required and to give consumers recourse if there are problems. With this, there were some concerns raised in the committee that what we're doing is limiting competition in the area of landscape maintenance. So the committee added licensed plumbers who are currently exempt from landscaping licenses when they are maintaining or repairing irrigation systems. Senate Bill 147A extends the exemption for licensed plumbers to install of irrigation systems piping. We believe that adds some balance and adds additional people into the competition for irrigation systems for landscape. For that reason, I urge an aye vote, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator George. Is there further discussion on the measure? Question I rise upon the third reading, the final passage of Senate Bill 147. Those in the opinion bills will pass, will say aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk, please call the roll.
Gerard. Gerard.
Senator Gerard, how do you vote? He votes aye.
Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Monis Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Pozanski. Rosenbaum. Strader. Starr. Telfer. Verger, Walker, Whitsett. Whitsett?
Senator Whitsett.
Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, President Courtney.
He's a yes.
Excused, Bates, 29 ayes.
Senate Bill 147, having received a constitutional majority, declared passed. There are first reading of the House measures.
House Bill 2466 relating to administrative rule review by Legislative Council and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2588 relating to agreement among the states to elect the president by national popular vote. House Bill 2621 relating to ballots and declaring an emergency.
Passed. These are transmitted to the president's desk referral. Second reading of House measures.
House Joint Resolution 10 declaring March 2009 American Legion Month. House Bill 2065 relating to correction of erroneous material in Oregon tax law. House Bill 2250 relating to liquor licensees. House Bill 2251 relating to service permit application endorsements. House Bill 2562 relating to vehicle size limits and declaring an emergency.
Transmitted to the president's desk for referral. Was that second or third reading? Pass the calendar. Third reading of House measures. Other business, Senate. The according to the SR 8403 committee referral list, number 7172 was distributed to members March 12th. Referral list 73 was distributed March 13th. Referrals recorded in the journals and state report and so on. I recognize Senator Ed Ferrioli.
Under announcements, Mr. President.
Please.
Senate Republicans will have their class picture taken today immediately following the floor session here on the floor.
Class picture for all Senate Republicans on the floor. Senator Devlin, with the Democrats. Senator Devlin.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. Senate Democrats, please go directly to the caucus room. Please go directly to the caucus room.
Again, we will not be on the floor tomorrow. No floor session tomorrow. Floor session Wednesday. Possible floor session Thursday. Absolute floor session Friday. No floor session a week from today. Anybody not hear that, come see me. Any other announcements? If there are no further announcements without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 tomorrow, which is Tuesday. Excuse me. Strike that. That's wrong. You guys had it wrong. There's no further announcements. Without objection, the Senate adjourns until 10:15 Wednesday, March 18th. That's not what you had here. We're adjourned.